The Carl and Jackie O Show.
Celebrity Psyche to the Stars, Georgina Walker here now.
Georgina, you're going to be crossing over today.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty exciting.
Well, actually, no, she won't be crossing over.
You hope not anyway. At least I can come back and haunt you.
That would be the last thing I would want.
Why don't we do a deal if you do ever pass over?
Oh, thanks,
let's, let's work out a little signal. What signal will you give us?
Because then everyone will email you and say, I've been in contact with them.
Yeah, but what should we look out for? What are you going to do personally? Like ride in the bathroom,
Yeah, do that. Just say, you know, like stop
no,
touching
I'll
that.
Be coming, I'll be coming to you in your dreams and saying, Kyle, you're running late.
Oh, no, but in my dreams, I will still think that's just a dream.
Yeah, that's what I will think
so
too.
So you want something really...
like a candle blowing out or a picture frame falling off the wall.
No, I want a full-bodied apparition. and a
that's
chat.
Enough to make you want to die.
All right, we're gonna speak to Samantha, who would like to contact someone on the other side. Hey,
Samantha. Hi,
Samantha.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Celebrity psychic Georgina Walker's here. Who are you trying to communicate with?
My mum.
Well, she didn't tell me that.
Right. Oh, sorry, Georgina.
I've got the notes because I've already gone and done the meditation.
Right.
But when I spoke to Samantha, she may want to tell you what I asked her.
Well, what happened, Samantha, off the air?
Georgina just asked me who was I contacting, just the name, nothing else, and
just the name she asked you.
And how old were they when they passed and how long have they been gone? And then she had to say the lady's name three times and then I hung up and then I just made notes.
Right.
Okay, so what notes do you have, Georgina?
So immediately I got the flowers, daffodils, you know, lots and lots of daffodils. They're the symbol of hope. It's a Welsh flower, but they are a symbol of the Cancer Council as well, but I just got daffodils around her. And then I heard the song, you know, I always hear things in songs. And you hate old songs.
And they're always old songs.
They're always old songs. I heard the song, You Are the Love of My Life. And then I all of a sudden saw my own daughter. So I felt, well, is there a connection between a mother and a daughter? But that I don't know that at the time. I keep hearing ankle biters. So I don't know.
Right.
The ankle biters refer to mostly children, not necessarily
dogs.
Yes, of
course, yes.
So I wonder if there's been some children born since this person passed over. Because I kept getting butterfly kisses sent to the ankle biters. Butterfly kisses.
Grandma would do to the grandchildren,
And then I heard the Beatles song, which you're going to love, Carl, Can't Buy Love. And it was it was directed to Samantha. So the message is you can't buy the love that June had for this woman, Samantha. Then I saw the nursery rhyme, where I heard it actually, and I saw it, the nursery rhyme, Three Blind Mice.
Yeah.
And if you know the story, cut off the tail with a carving knife.
Yeah, so gruesome.
She was a farmer's wife. So I didn't know if this woman was a farmer's wife or there were three.
Butchered mice.
No.
No. Oh, we don't know. How do we know?
Oh, that's exactly right. There were three children, three blind mice. Then I could smell fresh made bread, and I wondered if this lady had had a bread maker at one stage, and they were very, very fashionable.
Right.
And then I saw butter, not margarine, butter, and then it was either honey or maple syrup put on top, but it was warm, and I wanted to eat it straight away. To me, it was a good memory. And then the next page, I'm just looking at, she's in a man, this is a bit unusual, with a man in spirit, and they sit in a red car, and I don't know what the connection is of the red car, but I thought she was youthful again, so it might have been somebody that, you know, she dated or
is
a family
there cars car. When you cross over?
Well, they give you memories of what, obviously there is.
How do you buy those cars? Like,
they manifest them. It's you know.
Oh, sorry, I digress.
And then I saw the chocolates. They're old chocolates. They were called Black Cats, and she said that she can eat the whole lot in one go and not be sick. So I wondered if there was. That's one advantage of going out. But also too, on Black Cat chocolates, there used to be like a little plastic black cat that was on the chocolates, and I felt that she may have given that as a novelty when she was alive. It's obviously a very old memory.
Last of the big spenders, hey?
And then I heard the song from the movie The Way We Were. And I felt there was a strong message for Samantha to remember the way there was a relationship with this woman, Jane, and herself, the way we were. Very, very important. And then her sign, when we talked about signs, is flickering lights. Light bulbs blown out, television's not working, needing batteries, like she's draining the power, but it's a positive drain.
So those sort of things happen.
Most definitely.
Right.
Yes, that was what I got.
All right, well, let's work backwards. So, Samantha, I'll just run through some of the points that Georgina made. She saw daffodils, which do represent cancer and hope.
In Norway.
Yeah, so any connection there?
Mum died of breast cancer.
Okay, all right, so that's what you're saying there. The song The Love of My Life, I'm assuming that just represents maybe your relationship, is that right?
Yeah, it was a love-hate relationship. I mean, we loved each other to death, but we couldn't be in the same room for too long. But we spoke to each other 4, 5, 6 times a day. It just
I see.
You would what? Bring each other 5 or 6 times a day?
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
No wonder you couldn't be in the same room. Yeah. What are you going to talk about after all those calls?
She also saw ankle biters, maybe children that have been born since her passing, and butterfly kisses. Anything there?
I've got 3 beautiful nieces and nephews that my brothers and sisters have had since Mum passed.
Oh, so that's the 3 blind mice then? That's what you were talking about, the 3 children.
Oh, how it works.
Are those kids blind?
No. No,
oh, so nothing there, then nothing.
Was there any connection?
Yeah,
so
was there
children.
Any? Is that the 3 blind mice, farmer's wife? Anything there, or is that just the kids? You think?
I think that's just the kids.
Yep.
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah. The smell of fresh bread, butter, honey, maple syrup. Anything there?
I don't. Not so much with my mum. I mean, her mum used to cook and do a lot of things like that.
It was definitely a message for her.
My grandfather was a baker, so maybe that's
it. Well, that's it. That is definitely it.
Pretty obvious. Yeah.
See how it works? It's very unusual.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And she's there with a man in spirit in a red car from the old days. I don't know if you remember that, or is there anything you know there?
My uncle, her brother, passed, and he was in a red car when he passed.
He was in a red car when he passed?
He had a car accident.
Isn't that weird? Do you find that weird, Samantha?
Goosebumps. Yeah, I find that very weird,
Yeah. Do you know anything about the black cat chocolates? Eating them all in one go, the plastic black cat that she gave?
Not so much, no. You don't know that? But she does. She was a chocolate-aholic, so she would get up in the middle of the night and eat chocolates and keep it by her bed sometimes.
Yep.
She's probably saying that she doesn't have to share.
Yeah.
Because the message was she said she could eat them all. So you're quite right. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. She could eat them all in one hit.
This heaven sounds like a good place.
Yeah.
You can get cars. You can eat as much chocolate as you want.
Yep.
Brilliant. No
hopefully not put on weight.
The song The Way We Were is something she heard.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Listen to the song. Listen to the song when you get home. It might be something.
Because should I play the whole song now?
No.
Because
no.
She wanted you to remember the way you were together, how you communicated, and that's just a good memory. Okay, but do play the song.
And lastly, the flickering lights and, anything there?
At my sister's where Mum used to live, constantly there's always lights flickering and they always say jokingly, "Hello, June," when it happens, but it's true.
There you go.
Hey,
that's amazing. I hope that is satisfying for you, Samantha.
Yeah, I was sceptical, I must say, but I was shaking when Georgina was first speaking, so... Yeah, just blow me away.
Oh, well, I'm glad that's a nice little bit of something for you.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks Samantha. Thanks Georgina.
Thanks, Doug. Kiss 106.5.